Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. As we continue on in a message I've been sharing this week, the touch of the Master's hand. And we were looking at just two verses found in the Gospel of Luke, the 5th chapter, verses 12 and 13, and I'll read that for you. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, that's referencing Jesus, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face, and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he, Jesus, put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. Oh, beloved, if we could somehow be translated back in time to see that situation, we see a man who was a social outcast. It says he was full of leprosy, which means he was in an advanced state of the disease, who only the Lord knows how long he may have had to live. And unfortunately, with that disease, I mean, limbs are just eaten up. It's a terrible, terrible disease. And his burning desire, the burning desire of this man, was to be made clean from the leprosy that had so ravaged his body. He knew that there was no medical help. There was nothing that could be done. And it was only the touch of the Master's hand. It was only Jesus, because he had heard that Jesus was a miracle worker. He had heard about the blind eyes open and the deaf to hear and the lame to walk. And he plainly makes known his need, and he pleads for that personal cleansing, that personal touch from Jesus. Now, under the Levitical priesthood, it was the work of the high priest to make atonement for the people, that they might be cleansed from all of their sins before the Lord. That's recorded in Leviticus, the 16th chapter. And I'd like to read. I'll start at verse 29. And this was a very sacred, very holy day, because it was through this obedience to the Lord's commands that the people were, their sins were atoned for a year. Unlike the wonderful gift that God has given us through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, they've sacrificed lambs and bullocks, but the perfect Lamb of God came into the world who was without sin, without flaw. He shed his blood once and for all time. It will never occur, ever occur again. And whomsoever will call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But in verse 29, this is how the law reads. And this shall be a statute forever, ever unto you, that in the seventh month ye shall afflict your souls, or afflict yourselves, humble yourselves, and do no work at all, whether it be in one of your own country or a stranger that sojourneth among you. And on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you to cleanse you, that ye may be clean from all your sins before the Lord. This is basically a ceremony of reconciliation. It shall be a Sabbath of rest unto you, and you shall afflict or humble your souls. This shall be a statute forever. And the priest, whom he shall anoint and whom shall consecrate to minister in the priest's office in his father's stead, shall make the atonement, and shall put on the linen clothes, even the holy garments. See, they had to be dressed a certain way. And he shall make atonement for the holy sanctuary. He shall make an atonement for the tabernacle of the congregation and for the altar. And he shall make an atonement for the priests and for all the people of the congregation. And this shall be an everlasting statute unto you, to make an atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins, once a year. And he did as the Lord commanded Moses. That is the Day of Atonement that has been kept over the centuries. And so what do we see here? That it was the work of the high priest to make atonement for the people, that they could be cleansed from all their sins before the Lord. But today, now, beloved, we have a high priest, a priesthood after the order of Melchizedek. And his priesthood is an unending priesthood. And what is Jesus doing now? He still has his physical glorified body. He's not down here unless he chooses to appear to someone, but it says he is seated at the right hand of his Father, the right hand of the Majesty on high, and he ever lives to make intercession for the saints of God. He did that when he was with his disciples. He said, Peter, I've prayed for your faith that it fail not. And he's praying. Just think about that. How wonderful is that? He's praying for you and me every day. Praise God. And so we have a high priest who will make intercession for us. And we are cleansed by the washing of the word and faith. We're cleansed by the blood of Christ. And if you call on Christ today for salvation, you will receive, if your heart is sincere and you really want an experience with God, you need to know he's really real, there will be instant and perfect salvation given to you. You will have the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. He became sin for us and bore our punishment so we don't have to. And beloved, whatever your need is, if you're sick, if you're oppressed, if you will give your will over to the will of God and ask him in faith as a little child, you will receive that healing, that deliverance, that touch from the Master's hand in your life. Listen to what Jesus said. He said, I will. You know, beloved, there are those who desire to take the miraculous from the Word of God. And, you know, in fact, I have a wonderful study Bible that's written by a wonderful man of God. But with all of his heart, he sincerely believes that miracles were given by God to establish the early church. And now that we have the complete Word of God, there's no necessity for having signs, wonders, and miracles. And unfortunately, there are those that believe that. But if that's true, then I guess Jesus has changed. It says in the Word, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, if Jesus was moved with compassion, and when that leper cried out, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean, he said, I will. And he touched him, and immediately he was made whole. He was cleansed. God has not changed. He was that compassionate under the old covenant. Look at, under the old covenant, read the Word of God. In the wilderness, it says they weren't sick. There were none feeble among them. Their clothes didn't wear out. Their shoes didn't wax old on their feet. He fed them supernaturally, gave them water out of the rock. If God does that under the old covenant, we now have a new covenant under better promises. And he desires that we prosper and be in health as our soul prospers. He desires that we can walk in joy, in liberty, and in that abundant life. Beloved, anyone that tries to eliminate the miracles that belong by right to the body of Christ, well, they're going to have to take the I wills of the Son of God out of the Bible. Jesus touched this man who cried out. The pure holiness of God came in contact with this man full of leprosy, in all of his loathsome condition, in all of his defilement. But Jesus is oblivious to his filthiness. The light of life touches the man full of disease and sin and declares, be thou clean. You know what, beloved? He hasn't changed. He wants to touch you now. There are those that need to experience the touch of the Master's hand. Father, I pray that you will reach out your hand and bring healing and deliverance and restoration. Lord, as your people, people cry out to you, those that need that touch, Father, in repentance, in anguish of soul, Father, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I am touched by the feeling of your infirmities, and I know that you have been sorely tried, but I am your God who will deliver you. I am your God who will set you free. I am your God who will set you in a large place, and I will fill your mouth with rejoicing, for you shall see the hand of the Lord move in ways that you have not seen before. You will see, yea, those mountains move out of your pathway. You will see doors that have been closed open to you. As I send forth my word, does not my word declare, my word shall not return void, but it shall accomplish in the thing whereto I sent it. It shall prosper in the purpose that I have ordained. And I have ordained blessing for you. I have ordained freedom. I have ordained for you an upward path, that you shall walk in my joy, you shall walk in the peace of the Lord, and you shall know that I am with you, and you shall take a stand against the works of darkness that would oppress, that would come against those you love, and you shall stand in that place of authority on my word, girt with the armor of God and with the shield of faith, and you shall see the enemy flee from before you. As you are submitted to me, you resist the devil, and he shall flee from before you, says your God. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, my time has just flown on this broadcast. I, with the Lord's help, will conclude this message tomorrow. I invite you to tune in at the same time. If any time you miss a broadcast, just go to our website, I'm Dale Christ, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. But as I always do, I give an invitation for you to write. And if you feel the gentle unction of the Holy Spirit, I do ask that you obey him, because he has a reason for doing that. This is a personal ministry. I love being able to minister on the broadcast. I love being able to pray for the partners of every need that comes in. If you email, do share your mailing address so I can respond personally to you, although I will confirm receipt and definitely pray. I love you with all my heart. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.